You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Why I ought to pound you. I can't tell this full story, but I can tell you pretty much the gist of it that happened to me yesterday. It was funny. I wasn't even going to tell it on the show. But I was relaying it this morning to the fellas. So
it's too good.
Now that it's extra, extra funny, and you know, there are only about six of us gathered here, I can share it. So yesterday, I had a meeting set up with our sales manager lady named Melissa. And it's just a quick thing of updates, you know, like asking her anything I need to do to help you with the client. You know, I need to go visit somebody to get them to sign, you know, with all of my riz, as the kids say. Do you need my riz, Melissa?
Skibbity rig.
So last time we did that, we met in a full-on cafe, and I was just having coffee. And so I said, well, next time let's mix it up. Let's go to Dunkin' just to have coffee. And if you want donuts, you can get it. Because that's what she ordered at the cafe that day was their donuts, them big old donut balls. So she had the donut balls. So we were supposed to meet at 11:30. I got to Dunkin'. It's right by the interstate, making it convenient for her just to jump off the interstate, meet me right there. And I got there about 11:03 or something, and I'm waiting in the parking lot because I know I'm early. And Melissa is usually a few minutes late to everything. I mean, everything. So when you're waiting for Melissa, you know that there's going to be a text before she gets there that says, I'm running 5 minutes late. So, I mean, we love her. It's just something that happens. So I'm sitting there and I'm figuring I'll just sit on my phone and look at stuff and make a call or two. And so as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden I feel the first little electric shocks of an oncoming hemorrhoid attack. And it starts out kind of that way. It just feels like all of a sudden there is a current, an electric current that is going up through your rectum. And sometimes it's just that jolt, and then you sit there for a second and I'll start to breathe deeply, like, you know, Lamaze. I'll breathe through it and it'll go away. Well, this one wasn't going away, but it wasn't increasing. Now when it increases to a full-on attack, it's like a pain that you never could imagine going on inside you. Ugh. Is bad. So I had left my satellite office, I call it, which is over in my little friend Jenny's gym workout club. She has an extra office over there that I use because it's right across the street. And I left my bag with my computer and all in it in that office. So I don't have my medicine with me. It's in that bag.
But you always keep it with you 24 hours a day, seven days a week. You've always got it with you.
And I usually have it in my truck. Okay. But as it turns out, I didn't have any in my truck. So where this Dunkin' Donuts is located, where the Dunkin' is located, right across the street is a little shopping area, and the anchor of the shopping center is a Food Lion grocery store. So I said, okay, let me run over there, get it. I got to get coffee for the office anyway. I'll get coffee. I'll get the medicine. And instead of checking out and going straight to the bathroom with my coffee and Preparation H in a bag, where everybody's looking at me because the bathroom's in the front of the Dunkin' Donut, I mean of the Food Lion. There's an Arby's right there beside it. I'll go get in my truck, go straight to Arby's, walk right into the bathroom, apply the hemorrhoid medication, and then, so it doesn't look like I just ran in there to use the bathroom in an emergency, I'll go get a sandwich. And still have plenty of time before Melissa gets there, which is supposed to be at 11:30, but I know in my heart that it's not going to be until 11:35 or 11:40.
You got time.
Yeah. So I go in there, I get it. It's still the same. Hasn't, you know, increased or decreased at all on the pain level. I get to my truck. It's 11:23. Melissa texts, and she says, "Hey, 11:30, right?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I'm running a few minutes late." And then I said, "Okay, well, let's just, can we just do it on the call?" And she goes, "No, I'll be leaving my house in just a few minutes and I'll be there. It's not going to take me long to get there." Meaning, she's apologetic and she's going to accommodate me, not taking things out because she was late. And I said, "You know what? I'm not feeling so well. So let's just do it on a call." She just called me at 11:30. Yeah. Cool. So now I'm sitting there and it's starting to decrease a little bit. So I'm having to wait this out in the parking lot of the grocery store with the Arby's in a direct line so I can just gun it because the pain increases fast. And if I don't take care of it fast, I'll get woozy and almost pass out sometimes. That's how much it hurts.
Oh.
And I don't want to pass out in an Arby's. And I also don't, yeah. I don't want an, when I apply the medication at home, I apply it and then lie on my stomach in the bathroom floor until the pain goes away. Because, I mean, there's no other comfortable way to do it.
But you don't lay down.
I don't want to lay down. I don't want it to get to the point where I'm having to lay down on the floor in Arby's. It's debilitating. I'm telling you, it's debilitating. And so I'm sitting there and I'm breathing through it. I'm talking to myself. I'm sweating. And then it starts to ease up and go, and I didn't have to use the medicine. And then earlier talking about it, Regan said, "I cannot imagine anything worse happening in life."
Applying hemorrhoid medication in an Arby's bathroom.
Having to put medicine in your butt and then go order a sandwich.
It's awful.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to.
It does seem rather weird, though. Like, I just finished that up.
Oh.
Get a roast beef sandwich before I leave.
Yeah. But all of these things that could go wrong, I'm not trying to act like I'm, you know, something special or anything, but there is a good chance in Mooresville, North Carolina, that if I'm having an issue that's embarrassing in an Arby's, somebody in that Arby's is going to know that I'm TJ from the Ace and TJ show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for sure.
That might even cause something to go viral.
Yeah.
Like, look at this radio personality with his pants at his ankles, sprawled out face down on an Arby's floor in the bathroom.
Well, could it ever get to a point where you would say, "I've just got it. This is what I have to do right
now"? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Although, I was actually thinking if it gets awful, then the hospital's right there. I could have gotten to the hospital in just a few more minutes that it would take to get. And you go, "Oh, a hospital for a hemorrhoid." But just to get into a doctor's office to use their bathroom or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I am passed out, it's, you know, people are expecting that kind of thing going on around the hospital.
God.
But Riggins, what were you saying was so bad? Having to deal with the hemorrhoids or eat an Arby's sandwich? That's what he was acting like earlier, that the Arby's was the bad part about it.
No, I love Arby's, but doing any kind of medical, having any kind of medical experience inside a bathroom at Arby's is not fun.
Yeah, especially rectal.
Yeah, specifically in the ass. Yikes, that's awful.
But it, you know, disaster was averted.
Was it though?
And what's so bad is, you know, we're having to watch every penny that we spend because we're still trying to make this business work. And I had to buy the Food Lion brand of hemorrhoid medicine anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it was half the price of a Preparation H name brand.
Who?
So that's how you know that things have really gotten awful. That you're pinching pennies on the medication that could keep you from passing out on an Arby's bathroom floor. Life ain't going so so much like I had it planned for my sunsetting years.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.